Hi, my dear friends, and beloved greetings from the Andalusian mountains again. I'm Henna Maria from Dawn of Peace, and today I want to talk about the 10 stages of genocide. I wish I didn't have to talk about this. I wish the world had become completely conscious of the obscene levels of tyranny that are manifesting every day, taking us further and further down this path towards genocide. But it's not the case. Many of our own friends and family members are still fully asleep. It's as if they are under a spell, completely oblivious to the fact that we are at war. So in sharing these stages, I hope to bring awareness to the predicament that we are facing. And I hope that this knowledge will also help to inspire you to take action. Now, this is a theory written by an American genocide scholar called Gregory H. Stanton, The 10 Stages of Genocide. He created this by examining different genocides from the past. He came to see that there was a certain progression, a certain blueprint, if you will, of how genocide finally comes to be. There are steps leading to it. So we need to be able to recognize these steps, these stages. And now they don't necessarily manifest in a linear manner, one after another. They can also take place simultaneously at the same time. And so by examining these stages, you will be able to recognize how many of these stages are actually already fully in effect right now in the current tyranny that we are experiencing. So let's get into this and let's examine these stages. So the first stage of genocide is classification. Now, this is the categorization of a group of people who are the problem, the threat to society. Now, in the past, it's always been a certain ethnicity, race, gender, religion, or nationality. But the tyranny of today encompasses all of this because it is an outright attack against what it is to be human. It's against all of humanity. But the target group within our human family is a very specific group of people who are getting the bulk of all of this. This is people who stand for bodily sovereignty, for human rights, people who want to guard their right to medical freedom and the knowledge and practice of self-healing, people who want to be self-sufficient also economically and generate their own income. This is the target group. So they're basically targeting freedom. And their goal is to crush any expression of freedom, whether it's freedom of consciousness, freedom of choosing your medical care, freedom of creating your own economy. They want to crush all these expressions of freedom and turn all potentially self-sovereign individuals into a slave class by force and make them completely dependent on the state. But they are masquerading this as some kind of a noble cause. They're talking about the universal income, but do not be fooled. These are all conditional. So you will not get your universal basic income unless you agree to all the rules of the dictatorship. This is the new world order that nearly all governments are parroting about now, the new normality, the end of private ownership, the end of private source of income, the end of self-healing, and the end of cultivating your own food and your own medicine. Everything will become state-governed, monitored, and owned, including your body and mind. That's the predicament. That is perhaps even worse than the actual genocide, which is being used as a tool to propel us into that dystopian scenario. We're looking at permanent, infinite state of enslavement as the new normality. The second stage of genocide is symbolization. This is when the targeted group is made to stand out from the rest and be an object of visible differentiation. In the COVID cult, this is done through reverse psychology. So the people that are safe and good, good citizens, model citizens of the New World Order, they cover their faces. But the bad and the dangerous and the selfish, psychopathic people, the enemies of the state, the enemies to national health, are the ones that stand out from the masses. The people who do not wear the mask. This is how they are symbolically isolating and marking the target group. It's very clever how they're doing it. By putting the mask on, you are voluntarily accepting their tyranny. By refusing to wear the mask, you are voluntarily accepting to become visibly a target. The third stage of genocide is discrimination. This is when the dominant establishment uses mandates, laws, customs, norms, and their political power to deny the rights of the target group. Now pay very close attention. Denial of rights is always a symptom of tyranny and one of the stages towards genocide. This is why people like myself are out there on the streets every single week shining light into our predicament, because this is how severe it is. You cannot have the removal of rights and live in a free world. The removal of rights is always a manifestation of a rising dictatorship. And so how this loss of rights is manifesting? Well, towards everybody, they're being told how many people they can see, how close they can be to one another, their freedom of movement is being taken away, the events, family gatherings, everything cancelled, culture annihilated, people's jobs being taken from them. You know, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Our rights are under a systemic attack. And the mask is a key piece in this attack. Without a mask, you cannot enter a shop, a town hall, a bus, a plane, a park. And soon, in addition to the mask mandate, the vaccine will be made the same tool for systemic discrimination. One cannot participate in society or travel without it. This is the agenda, okay? We can still turn this around if we come to see reality for what it is and take action. But if we do not, this will happen, guaranteed. Guaranteed, it's up to us right now. Okay, this is not a science fiction film. This is our reality. This is the future of humanity. I can't stress it enough how important it is for us to stop deceiving ourselves and believing in fantasies. Okay, the virus is not just going to suddenly evaporate and everything's going to go back to normal. No. They're going to play this psychological operation over and over and over again with more and more vaccines, more and more lockdowns, new pandemics. You know, we're dealing with psychopaths. If we give them a finger, they will take the whole arm. The fourth stage of genocide is dehumanization. the diminishing humanity of the discriminated group is expressed through constant propaganda. This is where systemic name-calling comes in. Right now, you know who are the targeted individuals as they are being robbed of their humanity and reduced to offensive adjectives. Extreme right, conspiracy theorist, anti-vaxxer. All these are labels to dehumanize somebody. And there are already parallels being drawn to terrorism. You know, people are being called fanatic or lunatics, selfish psychopaths, and disease-spreading, dirty, unhygienic people. And this is being done by the ruling class, by the establishment, by the media, and by the citizens. Everybody agrees these are the threat to their safety, to their lives. You know, nobody even shrugs when a politician publicly suggests that anti-vaxxers should be moved out of society. Or when World Health Organization has declared that anti-vaxxers are among the top 10 risks in the world. Everyone has come to accept that. And now this is how you know that discrimination and dehumanization has reached a systemic level, because it's become totally accepted and adopted by the popular culture. People don't even recognize it's discrimination. That's how deeply seated it has become. Everyone is tossing those words around: conspiracy theorist, anti-vaxxer. Everybody. The fifth stage of genocide is organization. This is when a state or an institution begin to make genocidal killing plans. This has been happening for a while. People who are in the medical freedom movement and the truth movement know that this isn't the first psychological operation. There have been false flag events involving killing people for decades already. But in terms of this specific psychological warfare technique called the pandemic, there's been plans in motion for this as well for a while. 2010, the Rockefeller Institution generated a document called Operation Lockstep, where they were examining, very carefully considering, the scenarios of government-imposed lockdowns, increased top-down control, and what do they do with growing citizen pushback. This is in black and white from 2010. From 2019, of course, there was the pandemic game called Event 201, again, organized by the same players in the Rockefeller Institute, World Economic Forum, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I mean, most of you guys watching this, you know all this already. But this is part of the preparation. This is part of the organization stage. So rehearsing the responses, rehearsing the scenarios. And the plans for vaccinating the entire population of the earth has already been put into motion in the 90s, when United Nations created their plan for the 21st century, also known as the Agenda 21. Look it up. This is a real plan. And Agenda 2030 is the 30-year milestone of this century. This is a specific kind of narrowed down objective of the 100-year plan is the Agenda 2030. But this genocide is different from the past, because it's not just a blatant mass shooting and bloody massacre of people in plain sight, or, you know, putting people into mass graves and such. It's a global silent treason committed by fear-based mind control, trauma-based mind control. And through this, people are being convinced to bow down to their own demise through loss of livelihood, loss of human rights, medical violence, and murder by injection. The sixth stage of genocide is polarization. This is the deliberate fueling of the fire between the masses and the discriminated minority. This is where you see the role of the media today, amplifying the belief that healthy people are asymptomatic disease carriers, and that if we don't get them under control, locked up and masked, they put to risk all the rest of the people. And that the refusal to follow these restrictions is actually causing the lockdowns to go on further. This is emotional blackmail. This is terrorization of people. All of this is designed to put the pressure on the target group. So the people who are refusing to go along with the restrictions. They are the reason for everyone's suffering, according to the narrative. They are the guilty ones. They are the threat to national security and national health, and they have to be controlled or even gotten rid of. Certainly, they must be silenced, which is why censorship is absolutely rampant. I mean, George Orwell must be turning in his grave because it's just absolutely unbelievable, the levels of censorship, fact checkers, and so on. The seventh stage of genocide is preparation. This is where the discriminated individuals are identified and separated, and there is often deportation and isolation taking place. Well, this is already in motion, but again, through reverse psychology, where the masses are the ones with the mark. And if you do not have the mark, you are separated from society. The first mark was the mask. And the second mark will be the vaccine passport. And finally, there will be a digital identification in the form of embedded technology and microchips. And anyone without these symbols is going to be an outcast. This is how people are going to be identified. The eighth stage of genocide is persecution, where the identified group will face their isolation in practice, and even their property may be seized, and they may be forced to wear identifying symbols. So somebody already in the States suggested that those who are not going to get the vaccine should have some kind of symbol on them. A bit like the yellow star that the Jews had to wear in the Third Reich. Also, there are these quarantine camps that have been built where infected individuals will be forcefully treated, medicated, and re-educated. You know, look this up. This is in the many pandemic laws already in black and white, where police has the right to enter people's homes and forcefully remove an infected individual and place them in these quarantine facilities. But as we know, anyone who's done their proper research knows that the PCR test is an absolute fraud. It cannot prove that anyone is sick or contagious, and it's constantly generating false positives up to 100% because it's measuring genetic material. So you're getting positive results from Coca-Cola and the papaya fruit and a goat. And first of all, the virus hasn't even been purified and isolated. So what are you measuring? So this PCR test is an absolute fraud. And this is being used as one of the keys to this tyranny. Because based on these readings, based on these results, we are locking down all these countries. And in the UK Public Health Act, there is even a part highlighted that the property of the infected individual can be destroyed to help stop the spread. stop the spread of freedom, stop the spread of free thinking and free speech. This is not to control a virus. This is to control humanity. The ninth stage of genocide is extermination. This is where the massacres begin, but they're not called massacres, they're called extermination, because the victims are not considered fully human. Remember, they're called conspiracy theorists, anti-vaxxers, right-wing Trump supporters, QAnon cult members, so on and so forth. In the COVIDian cult, the genocide is already happening on different levels. One is a kind of a semi-voluntary predicament. Of course, people are not aware of this, but they are going along with it, which is the genocide of all the people who accept lockdowns and die as a result of it. You know, whether it's because they lost their livelihoods and from there ensued a death of desperation, you know, heart attack, overdose, suicide, all these things that are absolutely skyrocketing now globally. This is part of the genocide, the lockdown-induced genocide. The other genocide is the vaccine genocide, where people who are hoping to be saved by this pharmaceutical miracle injection actually end up becoming injured and eventually dying from the poison. And lastly, the attempted elimination of the free people, shutting down all dissenting voices and all opposition to the tyranny through violence and murder. The last level of genocide has not taken part yet, although there are natural medicine doctors and groundbreaking virologists and immunologists who have been killed over the last decades by their hundreds all around the world. You've got to ask yourself, why are they removing all knowledge of self-healing and natural medicine from our history books, from the search engines? Why are they trying to make illegal all natural treatments and therapies and medicines? The 10th stage of genocide is denial. The perpetrators deny the systemic discrimination and massacre of people. And often they actually end up blaming the victims, hiding the evidence and murdering the witnesses. Again, we are partly here already, seeing the symptoms of this phenomena as our governments are refusing to acknowledge all the carnage, all the misery, all the suffering that has already been caused by the lockdowns, by the human rights violations and crushing of the economy. So this is a serious situation. The time for living in delusion and fantasy is over. As you can see, we are in the middle of a global genocide. And the longer we refuse to come to terms with this truth, the more people are going to be hurt and killed. The future of humanity is literally in our hands. You know, there are talks of lists being made of all the perpetrators of this monstrosity, so that all the individuals who are complicit can be held accountable eventually. So we're talking doctors who can see that the ventilators and the toxic antivirals are actually killing people, but are going along with this inhumane hospital policy anyway. You know, the nurses who administer this poison injection without having done their actual personal research on the ingredients and the known risks, who are refusing to listen to the advocates who are warning them about the potential harm and sterilization and death that these vaccines can cause. All the hospital workers that are witnessing day in and day out how empty their testing centers and their hospitals are, and continuing perpetrating the lie that there is a pandemic. Teachers who are witnessing the growing anxiety and social isolation of their students, but continue to reinforce the psychologically damaging worldview that the mere breath can kill people, that touch can kill someone. All the police officers who are systemically breaking the Constitution by harassing peaceful people through illegal fines, illegal road checks, illegal arrests, and public officials and politicians who are writing up the mandates that are violating all international human rights declarations, the media personnel who are perpetuating this never-ending terrorization of people, fear and panic day in and day out, who are deliberately lying to people, showing images of other people dying and claiming that they are COVID deaths. All of you who knowingly go along with this crime, this is my invitation to you. Come out as a whistleblower now, or be charged with crimes against humanity and be remembered as a traitor of your own sisters and brothers. We will not be silenced, and we will not allow our children to become the slaves of a pharmaceutical technocratic dictatorship, a dystopian totalitarian nightmare. We will continue our work. I hope these words inspire you to speak out more, because part of the war is the technique of trying to tire everyone out, make everyone fed up and sick of having to repeat the same thing over and over again. But we are at war, and we can't give in. Sending you all a lot of strength, love, and courage.